tell us about your start. You grew up here in the Alamo City.
Yes, actually, I went to Burbank High School here in San Antonio on the south side. And in my early years, I started liking the idea of music coming out of my high school in my high school years. And there was a recreational park in my neighborhood where after we got out of school, instead of going straight home, we would go to the park for at least a couple of hours before, while our moms and dads came out of work, and then we'd try to beat them to the house so they think we went straight home. So it worked out pretty well. But all my friends were checking out the basketball and the baseball and the football and, you know, play all over the grounds and stuff, and I wouldn't. You know, I would go inside the building, and I would wait for this one gentleman to come in there and pound on the piano. And that's kind of where I first got the idea of that I was going to like music by what this gentleman was doing with that piano in that recreation hall. If you can imagine, he was about 70 years my senior at the time, and I was about maybe 12, 13 years old, so not really knowing what I was doing there other than I would stand there to hear this one song that he would eventually play. And if he wasn't going to play it, I'd push him to make sure he did it because I had to make my quota to be home before my mom and dad. And so what happened is that at the right time, he would go into a song called Talk to Me. Through the years, what's so amazing is that he became a very well-known musician here, too. Eventually, his name was Randy Garibay, and he went and did Las Vegas, and they did a lot of big gigs. They used to do the music behind Frank Sinatra and Sammy Davis and some of those. But they came back home, and they basically didn't do a whole lot after that. In that time, I am growing. I'm getting ready to record my first song in the recording studio. And guess what song it was? You know, the amazing part, God is so good. God is good. To make a long story short, in this one point, it got to be the number one song in the country on top 40 radio stations across the country, became the number one song for 17 weeks in a row. And the song was called Talk to Me.
Talk to me. Talk to me.
It also made it onto American Bandstand.
Oh, it sure did. It sure did. Let me tell you a little bit about that.
Okay.
What was so surprising was, I was like every young teenager, as soon as school was over, we'd rush home and run as fast as we could to sit in front of the television to watch Dick Clark, American Bandstand. I was seeing what everybody else was doing, what they were saying, and how they expressed themselves, and the songs, and I was learning from the songs. But what happened is that when I physically got there to do the program with Dick Clark, I looked at him like every other teenager, I'm sure, that he was a real tall guy because he stood up on that podium. Well, the guy was shorter than I was. Oh, that was so funny to me. That was why I said, I really felt big. Gosh, I felt so tall. I felt so tall because he was shorter than I was. So that was funny. That was funny.
Well, let's fast forward a little bit because, I mean, you're talking about the kind of music that gets you on American Bandstand, but you're also known for playing Tejano. You're also known for playing country. Your music also has an oldies feel to it. And you also sing in English and in Spanish. So mm-hmm. Your music really encompasses quite a broad swath of genres, and also you probably have a lot of people in your audiences. So when you look out into the audience, the people who come to your shows, who's usually there?
Well, what's really strange is that over the last 53 years, the different types of people. Well, first of all, let me say that I didn't realize that when I got to the point of Tejano music, I did not realize, only the Lord knew, that Tejano music was going to be a genre of its own, but it was going to have a wide variety of different. We like jazz, we like salsa, we like cumbias, we like boleros, we like polkas, we even like rock and roll, we like it all. And being bilingual, Gosh, that has been a big gift for us, being bilingual. Now that I was able to do the rock and roll thing and sound a little bit black, that only was a plus for me, because I've been able to maintain myself talking a little bit about the writing. I got to a point where I felt I really needed to write songs. So I wrote Golly Gee, Just a Moment, Put Me in Jail, Smile Not Cry Later, and it goes on and on and on. And I realized what we were doing at the time, that the songs, the new songs I was writing, would kind of keep me there for one more year. But they have all helped to identify Sonny and with those particular signature songs. So over the years, you can imagine how many signature songs we have. Because then I did that same thing to country, to oldies, to Tejano. Now we're dapping into Christmas carols, and so we're still adding more genres.
So what are your favorite kinds of songs to write? Because, you know, you're known as El Cancionero.
Right.
So what are your favorite kinds of songs? Is it sort of about love and heartbreak, or do you sort of tend to branch off?
Good question. You know, I kind of stayed a little bit more into the heartbreak thing in my younger days. But then after that, I kind of went more and more, especially, I think, because of the Tejano, more into, I can't say beer drinking, because I have another real good friend of mine. His name is Little Joe out of Temple, Texas. And, like, he does the beer drinking thing. And I just don't kind of do that. It's not my forte to do that. But I do like that. Man, you broke my heart, and look what you've done to me, man, and how could you be so cold, and you'll see, you're going to pay, and that kind of thing. So, and we're kind of brought up there, you know, we're Tejanos, what do you want?
Ya me haces falta tú, como el azul al cielo. Estoy unido a ti, como el calor al fuego. Me hiciste revivir, me diste fe y consuelo, trajiste para mí cariño nuevo.
Well, and a lot of that is sort of on this new album that's out, Mr.
Right.
Brown-Eyed Soul. And
right,
it's a
right.
lot of your soul songs. It's all in English.
Right.
And, of course, you can't have soul in R&B without heartbreak. Right?
Got to.
So
got
all
to.
These songs, tell us about the history behind these songs. Where do they come from in your career?
Well, a lot of the English songs come from our actually growing up. We were copying, like I said, we were listening to a lot of other groups on television and on radio. We are called garage bands here in San Antonio, because we were practicing in our garages. And by garages, I mean we could only practice at one guy's garage maybe a good five times. Because every night that we played, the police would come out to shut us down, because people were complaining because they had to get up early in the morning to go to work. And so we did about five of those. And then we go pick on the drummer and say, we're going to be doing your house for five times. And then we go to the guitar player so they wouldn't catch up with us. By the time they kind of caught our number, we were back to the first guy again. So it kind of worked out. So we developed this thing called the garage band sound. Well, the oldies we were developing because of what we were hearing in radio and our friends around us in school and doing the actual living as a teenager, you know, our own experiences with life and pain and all that and growing up, we kind of put it into our songs, not realizing that we were touching a lot of our younger kids that were going through the same things.
So you've been, again, in San Antonio for so many years. What changes have you seen in the music scene and in San Antonio overall?
Quite a few. We reached a point, especially around the height of Tejano music, I know everybody wants to say that San Antonio started Tejano, and I guess we're not. We're just like everybody else. But we have, I think, a much better shot at being able to claim that than other cities, only because most of your major artists and the Tejano music is humongous, humongous. Of course, it took 50 years to get there, but it's humongous. A lot, or the majority of your artists that became big stars in their careers of Tejano music all reside in San Antonio. So it's kind of a plus for us. And you do have, like I said, your Little Joes over to Temple and René over to Laredo. And so we keep ours coming anyway. We call ourselves old school now. We're old school.
The moon was shining as we stared at the sky. We were grooving as the time rolled by. We better not stay here alone. It's getting late, I better take you home. Your mama's worried, oh, what will she do?